The following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this is another great episode. This is a really good episode. We enjoyed ourselves. The full Triangle Offense is here. We went all over the place, and we might have dropped a couple Star Wars spoilers. So we'll let you know where to fast forward. Stay cool.
You need something to get you through the workday? Well, good.
Because we've got a place for that.
Check out ComedyVoices.com for the comedy podcasts that'll turn your daily grind into a marathon of laughs. Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy lead the way.
With an array of shows that'll fill all your comedy needs.
It's ComedyVoices.com, powered by digital media.
Coming to you from the top of the Stand Up New York Comedy Club, this is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by ComedyVoices.com. Find your voice.
Time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy Dominican, you know, Vladimir Camayo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah!
Yeah!
We are back! Happy New Year! Happy 2016!
At least not be that.
This Happy is Damian Lemon on the microphone, and on my right hand side, I got
El Alcalde de Vladimir Camayo.
On my left hand side, I got.
You got 2016, Mr. Muhammad in the building.
Ho, ho, ho!
Yes, sir.
New year, new drops. It's a new year, new me.
Yes, the guru.
Chris is in the building. Shout out to that young man. There you go.
We are live in the studio.
We are live. Oh, snapping and chatting. Snapping it or just recording.
This is recording.
He just recording, but you know, he in the world. All right, well, let's get back to the conversation.
Tune in.
My man.
Anyway, how y'all been, man? Feels good.
We are great.
Let me talk to y'all. Just answer the questions I ain't even answered.
Jump right in there.
You defensive and drunk. I'm jump fine. Right in there. I didn't hit my wife. Take it easy, sir. Please calm down.
She provoked me.
You're being belligerent. How y'all doing, man? It feels good to start 2016 off with the triumphant.
No doubt.
The Triangle Offense.
For sure.
You know who else is here?
Full House.
You know who else is here?
I don't know who else is
here. That cold weather.
Oh, yeah, that hawk is here.
Old man winter showed up.
That hawk is out.
With a vengeance.
Yeah, but let me ask y'all, is it really a vengeance or is it just that we have been, that sounds like old man winter with the pots and the pans.
The pots and the pans.
That's what you hear in the background, New York City, or actually internets, in the webs, listeners, in the conversationalists. That is called the New York City radiation system. Not radiation, a radiator. You hear that banging? It sounds like somebody smacking pots and pans. That's called hot air. And we just trying to stay warm. So it might disrupt a little bit of the audio, but understand we wasn't going to be doing shit blown into our hands freezing.
No doubt.
Elating.
But my question is it truly that cold or is it the fact that we have been spoiled by fucking 70 degrees in December?
Both. It is that cold.
You think it went that? You think it's that cold? It's just that you ain't been cold.
It was down. It was 11. Down to 11, but it felt like one according to Chris's weather situation.
But 11 always feel like one.
No doubt. But, even in the deep of winter, uh-huh. Fucking 1 degree is a cold
it's
ass
cold.
Motherfucker. That's a mean cold day.
Yeah,
in
cold.
New York. I mean, if this was Chicago, it might be a little, that might be a springtime affair. But in New York, 1 degree, 11 degrees.
New York
cold.
Get cold. Hold on now.
But not like Chicago.
That's like Chicago, but we not at the point where we got frozen snot around your nostril.
Right.
If you went out last night, you would have frozen snot.
We talk about today.
Last night was frozen.
Ain't gonna bring up the past.
You know what I'm saying?
You talk about the blizzard of 96.
Were you out last night, D?
Tonight, you were out.
He wasn't out.
I was out in the early evening.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good. That's funny that you said that because I was supposed to be out.
Yeah.
And I had to cancel that situation.
Yeah, no way.
I didn't think it was that cold.
It's not that cold.
No, it was cold. But now we talk about last time. I'm talking about today. We talking about today.
Today was cold.
So the whole right now.
Listen, I shot outside today.
Uh-oh, all right.
25 degrees.
I'm a man.
You out that bitch for an hour and a half. Right. It's cold. And then a motherfucker.
You brought the element into it.
You know what I'm saying?
And then brought outside into the conversation.
Absolutely, dude. You know it's cold when your mother calls me up. She's like, mira, te pusiste el coat. Put the coat on.
Yeah. It's a frigid one.
But yeah, we've been spoiled with, you know, saying some warm weather leading up, but that shit went from warm to cold real quick.
Kind of happy it's back to cold, though. It's some normalcy. It feels like winter again. You could get some work, get some wear out your boots and your and your coats. Because I'm gonna be honest, I spent some money on a coat and I thought it was a wash. I thought I was going to take an L this 2016.
You got the parka. You got the big boy.
No, I ain't get a parka, but I got something nice. I got something nice, something that I wanted to, you know what I mean?
Talk about it. What'd you
get? Be warm, man.
Yeah, I got something nice.
What'd you get?
What'd you get?
Side effects.
What'd you get?
It's a regular ass coat.
What is it? North Face?
Nah, it ain't no North Face, man. Y'all have seen me in the streets with it. It ain't nothing to get too excited about. I think we done built the anticipation.
Is it a down?
Well, higher than it should have been. It's nice, though.
It's down? You got some feathers in there?
Nah, ain't no feathers. It's just warm. It's chill.
Nice.
It's nice.
It's nice, man.
It's nice, man. Listen.
Hey, you got to do nice shit for yourself sometime, man.
You do, right?
You know what I mean?
You do some nice shit for yourself?
I don't know.
Oh, damn it. I did,
but you know what I'm saying? I can't think of it right off the top. You know what
was the last night shit
in Hawaii?
Did for yourself?
In Hawaii, I got myself a massage. We talked about that.
You talked about it twice. You know, that was some shit.
Young
now,
Michelle.
What made that nice? Was it, let's be honest, was it one to take the time? Was it the money that made it nice? Like, damn, I'm about to shell out some paper.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it, I'm going to allot some time to where I'm going to dedicate this time to just being still and trying to get some wellness together. Which one made it more of a luxury? Be honest.
It's kind of my I have a theme. Anywhere I travel someplace new, I got to get a massage. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's that signify, though? Let's talk about that. You're getting massages all over the world?
I got one in Cambodia. I got one in Canada. I got one in Cabo, Mexico. I got one in Hawaii.
And you say you not indulgent.
I'm not indulgent at all. I get a straight massage.
I don't know. Because
I respect the craft. I respect the craft, man. I respect the craft.
What's the craft called? Reflexology?
So you know, you got Swedish massage, which is like a general.
Yeah.
You got sports massage, a little more pressure.
Uh-huh.
You have targeted massage, like, you know, you say, like, I just want you to focus on this area. You got chiropractors. I've been to chiropractors too.
So you saying you have a discerning back. Like you know the difference between a Swedish massage.
Yeah, I do.
And then some shit that they just hit you with at the airport.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the difference between a Swedish massage and an American massage in the Delta terminal? What's the difference?
Well, for one, the ambiance. That's the first piece.
You don't hear this type of shit in the background.
You don't hear this type of stuff in the background. But no, like, I think a good massage, you'll feel a little sore, you know, afterwards. It's not a pleasurable experience a lot of times.
But let me ask, I'm curious, real talk, like, what did the Swedes do? Is that real? The Swedes, right? I think that's...
Man, I'm out now.
I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. I got the thumbs up from a white man. What did the Swedes do to really put themselves in position to where we name them first in the massage game?
That's a great question. That's like asking, who's General So?
I don't think I've ever had a massage by a Swedish person.
Neither have I.
I don't know. I ain't
into the massage-ology.
You ever got a massage?
Yeah, I've had a massage.
Can you relax? That's what it is. That's what it is.
That was hilarious.
Let's unpack that shit. I have a problem myself.
That is hilarious.
Why can't you relax? Talk about it.
It's confusing, man.
What's confusing about it?
My body don't know the difference between a Swedish massage and a Netflix and chill massage.
Okay.
That is hilarious.
Good touch and back.
Hey. It's hard, you know what I mean? Out here.
Yeah, it's true, because. And it's a lot of vulnerability in a massage. Yeah. You gotta let it go. You gotta let them knots be untangled. You know what I mean?
Last time I went in for a massage, my wife got it for me for one of my anniversaries or something. And then I went in. And then, you know, they tell you get undressed and all that shit. You know, you go put on your robe. And, you know what I'm saying? Your slippers. You know what I mean?
So yeah, I catch me barefoot getting the massage.
You know what I'm saying? I go slide into the joint. Then they, you know what I'm saying? And I'm, you know, I'm in the room and shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, this dude come walking in, big muscle-bound dude coming in. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'm your masseuse, you know what I'm saying? You just undress and lay face down. I was like, nah, I ain't laying face. What's going on?
He's not that progressive?
I thought we requested a female masseuse. I go to the desk. Well, there's none available today. Ooh. I'm like, oh, well, shit, I'm going to have to pass up on this.
This is LeBron's masseuse, though.
I don't give a
fuck. You know what? See what?
I don't care, man. I just can't. I'm not a masseuseologist.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't about that life. I went and got my little pedicure and all that little shit.
I thought you was going to say you went out and bust your gun.
Nah.
He said I went out and had my toe.
Bust your gun for what?
I'm just saying, though. You're getting a pedicure. It's just about the same thing as getting a massage from a dude.
No,
a dude.
I got a pedicure from a little lady.
I'm bad.
You know what I'm saying? Even at the barbershop when the motherfucker had to put his fingers all up across your lips and shit when he doing your little mustache get a little weird.
Too much.
I had one dude, Russian dude. He was like a sports
it's a real man.
Qualifier.
Yeah, he did stuff for like the US Open.
He had to qualify
LeBron's masseuse.
You know, the trained assassin.
And it's funny because this dude was legit, dog. This dude like literally like put his hands on my shoulders and my back, and he identified everything I was doing. He was like, so
how, what was you like, doing? You was getting tense?
At the time, I was working
like,
out. And he was
you're
like,
tense
so.
Tense all over. You damn right I'm tense.
He was like,
you uncomfortable?
Hell yeah.
He was
why
like,
you
yo,
standing
like,
all on my back like that?
He was like, I need you to slow down on the pull-ups. Like, he literally told me that. I was doing a lot of pull-ups at the time. I was doing a lot of like chin-ups and stuff like that. And he was like, yeah, I could tell, you know, you're sore in these areas.
Uh-huh.
He was like, your lumbar is like, shit. You know, he was breaking it down.
No, like either he had some inside information.
He was like,
I need you to slow down on the pull-ups.
Yeah.
Exactly. What if a cat massaging your back's like, yo, I need you to stop masturbating so much, my nigga. Your trapezoid on your left side is severely maligned. I had a dude massage me one time, and
I think I saw this.
It was on television. It was for guys.
I saw this.
Yeah, they did that, and it was. I mean, it was. You know, honestly, the cat. He wasn't. You know, he's a beast. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is a difference. It's a different type of experience, though. I couldn't really enjoy it. Honestly, I couldn't enjoy it. Because it just, I don't know, man. I couldn't enjoy it. I was trying, and you know, I don't know. I just couldn't. I couldn't relax.
I couldn't relax. Yeah, I don't know. Four times.
I couldn't relax. I was just too.
Was it because the cameras were there?
It was a lot of everything. The cameras were there. I think kind of there's a lot of vulnerability. Not even just the male on male thing. One thing, and I ain't gonna lie. That's what. But I'm not gonna. I think the fact that. When you get a massage by a woman, there is somebody rubbing on your body. So there's one, there's that little tension of somebody rubbing on your body. I don't really know the difference between you need to just relax or, you know what I'm saying? We get into it, you know what I'm saying? And then two, a cat that's a lot stronger than you and like can show you physically, not even he ain't even like straining. He just, this is what he do every day. Like he cracking your shoulders and all of that. You feel a little weak. You like, yo, son, if this cat really wanted to just take my money or just, you know what I mean? Like it could go the wrong way.
Or my manhood.
It could go the wrong way. I feel like if I just get me a little masseuse, a massage from Jen, who's 112 pounds, I think if it got to a heated situation, I think I could defend myself a little better than the cat that looked like he break LeBron down after the
Let
big
game.
Let
me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Because there was this came up in Hawaii.
Uh-oh.
One of the masseuses was like, you know, very, very pretty.
Uh-huh.
And, that's the one you was in love with.
No, it's a different one, actually.
Oh, okay. Were you afraid to go too pretty?
No, she was booked up. My
she was popping. You had to book up before you landed.
Booked up. So my homeboy,
she got the only masseuse with an Instagram.
My homeboy ended up getting a massage from her. He was like, she was fantastic. Two of my boys got a massage from us. He's fantastic. Da 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 da. My question for you guys, this came up in conversation. Could you date or be committed to someone who was massage a professional masseuse, your lady, and her clients are like, she's like massages for the New York Giants?
I mean, I wouldn't trip on that if I met her as a masseuse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to accept the game, you know what I'm saying, player? Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I mean, you know, I guess so. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know because it is those moments you might get insecure.
Because you don't want your homie coming to you like, yo, you know, say you know, yo, she gave a great massage, dog. You know what I mean? Like,
not even that. But you, go ahead.
I mean, if it's your woman, you're gonna understand the science. You're gonna buy into the philosophy, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But that could be anything, dog. You know what I mean? Just like any of these damn careers, especially like...
You just got to be secure.
Yeah, you gotta know what you're signing up for.
You got to know that commitment is strong.
You know what I'm saying? Like your girl a stylist. You know what I'm saying? She dressing some...
That's true too.
You know what I'm saying? Some big... Everything that he wear, she goes about. His draws on up.
It's always a big occasion.
You know what I'm saying?
Way more big occasions in his life than your life.
Than yours.
You ain't had a big occasion since y'all met.
Since y'all got married.
Yeah. That was the last time you truly got dressed up.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she buckling his joints, you know what I'm saying? Getting them smoothed out for the shoot.
Matches colors.
That could be, you know what I'm saying? But you got to know who you with. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand who you with and you know, you got to buy into the whole game plan.
Yeah, I got to work on my secure levels.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to build it up.
Because they're going to be like, well, shit, what you doing after this? We about to go to the Philippe.
Yeah, I know.
Going to get on the jet, go to L.A.?
That's a tough one for me.
Be strong. Be strong.
Be strong, player.
It is what it is, man. Nah, you know, if you secure in your situation, you ain't got to worry about it, whether she doing...
Easier said than done.
Absolutely.
I mean, but it happens. You know
I know,
saying?
But it's just, you know.
You're going to make concessions no matter what your wife do. You know what I'm saying? Or your lady do. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Your lady going to have to go out in that world.
But we must admit there are certain professions that lend themselves more to that insecurity. Like you said, a stylist, a masseuse, you know.
Yeah, shit. But you know what, though? It could be a whole other thing.
Corporate exec.
She could be a corporate exec and just make way more money than you.
No, but
and
I mean,
cats are getting insecure over that.
Well, right. I'm talking about intimately. I'm not, you know, financially.
Yeah,
one
but it's
thing.
Not that many jobs where you have to be intimate with a guy. That's
you have yet. You have yet to answer the question though. Would you be okay with your lady doing those jobs?
Oh no, I did not answer the question. Yeah. I said it would depend on the commitment. What we got? Like if we, you know, as long as I can trust my lady, then she, you know, fuck it, she can go ahead and do that. You know, but yeah,
it's dudes that you know what I'm saying, they lady is stripper.
Yeah. That's another profession I couldn't
you know, and that's all the way. That's shit. That's simulated sex all night long.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I couldn't do it. Again, you go on Instagram and your lady's like, oh, just my new client, you know, gotta keep him looking fresh.
Ladies
you
lose.
Yeah, you can't get mad about that. That's how you matter, dog.
Yeah, if that's how you matter. Now, if you didn't meet her that way.
But you know what I'm saying? You go in these corporate environments, it'd be the same type of shit with clothes on and shit. Now, you know what I'm saying?
You're exactly the same type of shit.
I mean, close quarters with your wife, a big-time exec. She traveled with the company, you know what I'm saying? Her and the president going to this big meeting in Seattle and shit. And then, you know what I'm saying? They in the same hotel. They got to motherfucking have meetings all late at the fucking night, nigga.
That's so different than the nigga throwing ones at your lady's royal body.
Not stripper. I'm not comparing it to stripper.
Okay.
Stripper, that's all the way. That's all the way. I'm just saying, as far as close proximity, intimacy, she got to spend more time with this motherfucker than she spend with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They dealing on the same level, on the same page about business. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That shit, all that, you got to be able to trust your people out there in these streets. All
right, let me ask you a question, but what do you think about your wife having a work husband?
That ain't no such motherfucking thing.
Hilarious.
The fuck?
Well, D, break down the concept. Break down the concept.
Unless there's this nomenclature or this belief that if you work with somebody enough in the male-female capacity.
Mm-hmm. Within the proximity,
within the proximity, y'all see each other every day, 9 to 5, you know, whatever.
Have lunch.
Whatever. Have lunch, y'all talk about your lives, and y'all seen each other grow and come up and all of this shit. They become like your partner at work, and it's become a term. And it's not even no new shit. This has been going on for years and years, but it's my work wife and my work husband. Mm-mm. How you feel about that?
That is, that's no sir.
As a real husband.
No sir.
No,
no
sir.
No sir. I mean, that's what I was alluding to. Like, you know what I'm saying? These people, you at work, they spend a lot of time with each other. You know what I'm saying? They become comrades. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that comrade is a person of the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, they might spend more time with them than they do with you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, no, you don't want your wife identifying with, you know, I'm going to work to my work husband and shit. It's only one motherfucking husband around here. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't be with that shit.
Because it gets weird when she comes home at night. Yeah. And she's like, how was work today? But, you know, Charlie and I, we were.
Charlie said,
yeah, you know.
Well, you know, I was thinking because, you know, we can go such and ain't that where Charlie from? Yeah, but, you know. Fuck out of here. That bullshit.
Because what happens is, if you got my nightmare.
That cat's getting tight.
Yeah,
hold on. Ain't that where he from? What you want to go out there?
You know
what I'm saying?
You done heard so much about Charlie. You know more about that motherfucker than you need to know.
Because what's going to happen is, and this is my fear, is like you're having stress at home.
Yeah.
And now she confiding in Charlie.
Uh-huh. But that
can happen anywhere. You know what I'm saying? On any job.
Even but
on
Charlie, the train. Charlie's within close proximity. You know, Charlie's always
Charlie's
there.
In close proximity.
Charlie's very dependable.
They got to be together.
And Charlie only got to do 8 hours a day.
No doubt. And then the last few hours, she come home to go to sleep.
Charlie's the relief pitcher.
Yeah.
Ain't this a bitch?
Fuck Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Nah, but you know what I'm saying? That you know, nobody wants to be in that type of culture. Nobody wants, you know, their significant other to have a significant other at the
job.
Yeah,
you don't want that, man.
What y'all think about that? Do y'all agree? Hit us up, man. Hit us on the Facebook or hit us in the Twitter.
I have a question.
SoundCloud. Let us know, do you indulge in the work marriages? Do you feel like it's just a term? Y'all just having a good old time? Or do you feel like that's just a step too far?
And I want to add a little more guiding discussion to that. Is it the man's responsibility? Well, I'm just putting roles here. If your wife is the one working, she has the work husband. Is it the husband's responsibility to just get more secure?
Mm-mm.
Or is it the woman's responsibility to show some consideration for her husband's
situation?
First,
you got to address it.
And vice versa.
First, you got to address it. You know what I'm saying? It got to be on the table first before anybody could, you know what I'm saying, make any moves. You know what I'm saying? First of all.
Right after the big interview?
Huh?
Right after the big interview. Okay, so it looks like you might get this position.
I set some ground rules.
You'll get it. You know how it was work. You know what I'm saying? Work was fine, da-da-da-da-da. And, you know what I'm saying, it'll start coming out in discussion. You know what I'm saying?
Charlie.
Who are the characters of this work
environment?
It's like
a sitcom.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's definitely like a sitcom. And then you'll get the fucking drift.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of, you know what I'm saying? If it's some type of problem, you know what I mean?
Because my thing is, like, a lot of times what you're reading, like, people will say, oh, you need to be secure in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if it's also, should your partner, your lady,
mm-hmm.
be considerate of that context? Like, listen, I'm gonna show consideration for this context because it could lead to, you know, some negative energy.
Both.
Right.
But when you in a relationship, you have to understand those invisible lines. You know what I'm saying? And you only understand those lines as they come up in life. You know what I'm saying? So me, as a young person, I got married. I was 28, something like that. You know what I'm saying? And I was surrounded by women in my workplace. You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand where the invisible lines are. You can't fucking be, you know what I'm saying, happy go with every fucking body like you used to. But you don't know that until somebody point that shit out. You be like, your wife be like, well, shit, what the fuck's up with that? Oh, shit, that's just motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you don't see it as anything.
Right.
You see it as very benign.
Right.
Right. And then once they point it out, then you have to be cognizant of it and respect that. You know what I'm saying? And then you have to gauge your actions based off of, you know what I'm saying, your situation. And then you start seeing, if I do that, that's going to be a motherfucking problem. I'm going to leave them and just let that shit go. So, like, when we was at Vibe, you know what I'm saying, we do all these events, right? And then after every event, there would be some other event that everybody going to. Well, shit, let's go to the club, or let's go to this party, or let's go, Jay-Z got something over here.
The after party.
You know what I'm saying? Me, knowing my situation, I tap out after the official party. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to the after
the
party.
Official sanctioned event.
I'm tapping out.
Because you have consideration for the lines. Like you
yeah,
said, right.
But you know what I'm saying? You have to know that those lines exist.
Right.
And once you know, you're cognizant of them and you're like, okay, well, shit, I can't be going to that.
Right,
ain't shit for me at the party, but some motherfucking headaches.
Although your wife
some
is...
Some who? Some headaches.
Oh, some headaches.
So although your wife is secure in the relationship, you do show consideration, saying, hey, I know my wife loves me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Right.
That's what it's all about. Now, you know what I'm saying? If my wife was a stripper or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? I knew that going in, and she doing her job, and then all the strippers want to go to the after party that such and such doing at the house to make some extra money.
But ain't that still part of the plan too?
Nah, but it's certain shit. Like you know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I was in that relationship, I'd be like, nah, you went to work, you did your thing, bring your ass home.
That's my point. No, you can't go to the after strip joint. Because right, we talked about, we know you stripping, it's right. Cool, let's just, we agreed upon this, but we was going to do our thing.
Right, that's sanctioned, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know boss man ain't letting nobody, you know what I'm saying, do too much at the job.
You hope so.
You know what I'm saying? You hoping.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You trying
the Mac 10 back.
You trying to go to the after joint with Strawberry and them, and I know they wild.
Woo-hoo.
Oh man! So you know,
and you see, next thing you know, you see a Twitter story unfolding.
Yeah, you know, you had to know the lines, man, and respect them.
Know the lines.
Mm-hmm. Got to know the lines, man. Yo, I gotta. Did y'all hear about this Knicks player that was shot and robbed coming out
of
the strip
club?
Yeah, coming out the strip club. I forget. I think his name is Clay Anthony. He got a
in Queens.
Clay Anthony. How you say his name, Chris?
Yeah, I think it's Clay Anthony Early.
Clay Anthony Early. He was coming out the strip club in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Got shot. Well, this is the thing. Got out, left the strip club. I think he was by himself. Left the strip club. Jumped in the Uber.
Mm-hmm.
The Uber, I guess, pulls off, some, I think, 8 guys with ski masks. Surround the Uber. Come up out the Uber or whatever. They rob him, take all his shit. And then that kind of add insult to injury. They shoot him in the kneecap.
Mm.
One... It's a couple things. One, I think the shot in the kneecap was deliberate or something. Yeah. Hate, you
very,
know what I mean?
Very, very Mo Better Blues.
And even, ooh, I didn't even think about that. But even before that, I kind of thought the Uber was base. I kind of thought, like, nigga, if I need you to see these niggas with ski masks. I need you to get us the fuck out of here.
One star?
It's something about the getaway car that should be the getaway. You know what I mean?
You know, Uber is a, you know.
Uber's community based.
It's community. It's the of the community.
Those niggas got on masks. I ain't got no masks.
Hey, listen, dog. I ain't trying to die out here, man.
But I mean, you see guys with ski masks, you need to take off.
You would think so.
Yeah, but
you don't know what positioning was. You know what I'm saying? It might not have been possible to take off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They might have had them blocked in.
I was just saying that one more so to that's the first thing I thought about. Not to be facetious, the dude got shot in the knee. That's fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But I mean, it was kind of the first thing I thought. I was like, God damn, the Uber. I thought, shit.
Yeah, that's a one star.
And that man, that's absolutely at least a one star.
Yeah.
At most.
I just want to read the feedback.
And then
comment.
It make you want to wonder about now the Uber's everybody a question.
Yeah, everybody's definitely a question. But if they followed him out the club, they was going to whatever he was getting in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they've been watching him. You know what I'm saying? He in there flexing. Oh, that's that new, you know what I'm saying? That's that Nick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? It's crazy because a lot of times that's why cats be holding. You know what I'm saying? And having guns.
Oh, you
in
mean
the clubs,
athletes,
you know what I'm
themselves?
Saying? Yeah, the athletes themselves. Because, yeah. Like, you know, they got a target. If they want to go to regular shit, they going to go in that bitch with a target
you
on their back.
What's interesting is, like, and obviously, you know, it's always cats to say, you know, streets, they ain't got no rules no more. Like the streets has ever had rules, but they say, nah, the streets ain't got no rules. Game ain't the same no more. Because my barber, shout out to Larry, he was like, one of the things he said he always remembers was, you know, athletes was off limits. You know what I mean? And then we did like a barbershop anthropological review of rappers being robbed, and mm-hmm. feels like either Steve Francis mm-hmm. or Stephon Marbury was like the first of this like recent 20-year wave of where athletes are now shit just as they open prey like everybody else.
That was the era when athletes, was at least basketball players, started making a whole lot of more money. You know what I'm saying? Like in previous years, it was only a few cats that was really making big sums of money like that. It wasn't the pay figures wasn't the same as they started creeping up to in the 80s and the 90s.
But even in the 80s and the 90s, your everyday New York Knick was making well past the average man.
Yeah, but at the same time, in street culture, rappers, it was an era where street niggas was richer than all of them. You know what I'm saying? Could come in there and flex on all of them. You know what I'm saying? Then, that was when rappers was poorer than street niggas. You know what I'm saying? Then,
even athletes was poorer than street cats?
Yeah, some of them. Most of them.
Well, I guess because most athletes aren't really rich.
Yeah, most of them ain't Dr. J or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
Or fucking Dominique Wilkins and all them cats.
So you feel like it was a thing of...
It's economics.
You ain't respect the pecking order.
What you mean?
You got a little too rich. You can't be stunting.
The economics determine, what the targets are.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If your economics start rising, then your targetisms, them targets start to be more on your back because now it's out there. Everybody fucking know with 24-hour news cycles of ESPN, everybody know your contract.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your bonus.
How much you made.
How much, they know all that. So by the time you get to the club, they already got your bio down pat.
They follow you online. They know where you're going.
Such and such. You know what I'm saying? So they got your whole rundown.
Yeah, that's true. That's just
back in the day, you had to kind of guess what a cat was making. You know what I'm saying? If he ain't coming to the club with a big fur on and you know what I'm saying? You want Magic Johnson and one of them cats.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I guess, you've been in a situation for a while where you're fucking just throwing money openly. You set yourself up to be...
I just picture a bunch of goons,
preyed upon.
A bunch of goons in an apartment in the hood with like a chartboard, and they had the net worth listed out of each individual.
Why you bullshitting? Yeah, they like the robbers, the the gold diggers. Everybody know that got the charts.
Got to know the market.
Everybody know the market. They had draft day like shit.
Just like what clubs are the best clubs in the nation.
Well, you remember The Wire? There was that one episode where they shot the grandmother on a Sunday. Right. And everyone was livid about
it. Right,
how you gonna do that?
They shot at it. They ain't kill her.
And
but
she had the hat on.
Sunday. Omar's
grandmother. Yeah. That's why he went on the warpath.
Yeah, yeah. Not on Sunday. It was that on a Sunday. Exactly. Like that. It's always funny when it becomes rules out of nowhere. It just feels... You understand the principle of it, but sometimes it just feels so arbitrary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's interesting.
Right.
And I think I remember they had conversation prior to the hit. Like the hitmen were like, yeah, but it's a Sunday, boss.
Yeah.
And it probably was understood out there. You know, it just didn't happen. You know, shit like that. It's just like in Miami on the Ave when Uncle Al on Sundays, it was actually a Sunday, would jam on the Ave on 15th Ave. And, for the time where Uncle Al was jamming, you know what I'm saying? This was like the Taj Mahal of drug dealing. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It would pretty much, the strip was shut down.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It was like a little,
Yeah, yeah, respect.
Let everybody have fun, play some music. You know what I'm saying? It's Sunday. Uh-huh. And then they pack up and then they get back to business.
Uh-huh.
It was nothing, that was not an official rule, but it was understood.
Right. This time is allotted.
Yeah, they going to jam. Okay, during the jam, everybody, we get something to eat. You know what I'm saying? You know, holler at some chicks. Kids be out there doing their dance. And that was that. So even after Uncle Al got killed, they still continue. They do a festival, Peace in the Hood jam, because that's what, he represented. You know what I'm saying? So it is unwritten rules sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes somebody came up there and shot the jam up, then it'll be like, damn.
Well, this is like,
what the
who shot up the jam?
Like the jam?
Who shot Uncle Al?
So nothing.
Sunday?
I didn't even know Uncle Al died from murder. I thought he died of natural causes.
No, Uncle Al got shot.
Shit.
About, because we in Miami, they got a big underground. They had a big underground radio culture, where Luke now really jumped it off with Base 917. So, you had these underground radio stations, playing all the jams. And Uncle Al started his 919, and he was doing this thing. He was big out there. He was, that was where you can get your record played first. And then it was some type of beef where somebody stole another radio station's transmitter. They thought it was Al.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
That sound like a movie plot.
I know.
Gotta get the transmitter back.
Man.
They thought it was Al. They came, shot Al on the spot. And, you know what I'm saying? It turned out not to be Al. It was, you know, it's all fucked up.
Ugh. But to your point, though, shooting somebody's knee is very deliberate.
Absolutely.
So, which leads me to think it may have been personal.
Yes.
But that's just speculation. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what happened.
Fuck around. No.
You know what I'm saying?
I was about to open up the speculation. Could
have been somebody's, you know what I'm saying, wife at the club.
That's what I was
getting
about
a little
to say.
Too friendly. Talking about, what's his name?
Clay English.
Clay Anthony Earl.
Clay Anthony come Anthony home English. To Clay Anthony said. Yeah. But when Clay Anthony made 6 points tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is Clay Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That might have been her
work husband. That's what I was thinking. Maybe she was the stripper. Or he always make it rain so happy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But see, Clay Anthony, the reason why we got this new car.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Clay Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Clay Anthony, man. Get well soon, man. For real, for real. You know.
No doubt.
You don't like to hear shit like that.
Well, you don't know.
That shit crazy.
Shit. Happy New Year again. Let's get
happy
this
new
year
2016.
Happy. How y'all been, man? What's going on? How was the holidays? Shit.
Man, shit. It was great, man. I was on a family road trip. You know what I'm saying?
Where'd you go?
You know, we went down south, the annual trip to ATL, then down to Florida.
All right.
So we drove this year, and, you know, it was cool, man.
Yeah, I was heavy on the snap.
In the beginning.
Yeah, like some workout, some videos.
Yeah, there was a video like when we first pulled into Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's one of them things how you wonder how, like, you do something in your family every year and you don't know how it got started, but you know y'all just do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can see how the shit gets started now.
Because,
like, we usually come in, like, New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So New Year's Eve, we pulled in, and my sister's like, well, let's just do something at the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up at my sister's house with her kids because they were about to go on vacation, so she wanted to get the kids together. So we touched down, and then it turned out that she invited a couple more of my cousins, and then, you know, so it was like a big, all the kids, and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so my son, he came with some video app. I think it's called Triller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he was like, let's do a Welcome to Atlanta video. So we ended up doing a video to IBO. What's that? Kryptonite. You can find me in the A. So we came in that's when you realize you the New York family.
Oh, because you the out of town family.
The cousins from New York come in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what's
with
up.
The party. We came in like it was a straight up party, right?
Wait, jam.
It's hilarious.
Pulled in. It made a documented turn up.
That's what's up.
So I could see that being, you know what I'm saying, every year we going to do the New Year's Eve at my sister's house or something.
That's
like
what
that.
It is, man. That's what's up.
So it was fun. You had a good time. That's great.
Oh, man. It was great, man. It was a great holiday. And I didn't do shit.
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't compelled to do shit. Me and my wife, we laid up and watched the Game of Thrones for the first time.
I was going to ask you. So what you thinking? What you thinking about?
Oh, man, that shit was actually dope, man.
How far in are you?
Well, you know, obviously we came in all late because on HBO they had the marathon.
Uh-huh.
So they were on season 5 and we watched one episode.
Oh, okay.
And then we was like, damn, this shit good.
And y'all went back?
And then my dad's wife, she was like, well, I have, you know, season 4.
Mm-hmm.
I have season 4 and season 5 already recorded.
Mm.
So we went back to beginning of season 4 and watched it all the way through.
I guess because you don't know what you miss, but right. You were able to still jump in and enjoy and understand the characters and all of that shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, once you see, I mean, it's like, what, look, 4 little 5 little towns and shit. Once you know what I'm saying?
Well, like you motherfuckers is not you really about it, break it down. Because I know somebody right now is very
mad.
Fucking upset.
Yeah, I don't know the names of the towns.
We're not fucking
you got
towns.
You got the cold-ass town.
Fiefdoms.
Then you got the warm-ass town with the beach. You know what I'm saying?
And then fucking warm ass town.
Westeros.
You got the motherfucker over there with them dragons and shit.
The Wall, Khaleesi.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? I don't know the languages. I don't know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucked up on all this shit because we ain't start from the beginning. I just know that these motherfuckers speak some other shit. These motherfuckers here, they speak English, but like fucking British people sometimes.
You got to do the DVD commentary for season 6.
No all right, doubt.
So let's start off. Well, y'all remember these motherfuckers from the hot ass?
Yeah, it's good.
Planning and shit. Yeah. Nah, but you fucking with it.
Yeah, I'm fucking with it. I got to go back to
season
the top.
One. Yeah,
what
yeah.
you watching, Vlad?
I am watching, man, I don't know. Last show I saw was Ray Donovan.
You saw it? You up to date on it?
Yeah, I'm up to date, and I finished watching Homeland. And then now I just been watching documentaries. I saw the 7-5, which you recommended.
Okay, what you think of that?
I thought it was great.
That shit was crazy, man.
The 7-5, which is about corrupt cops during the crack era in East New York, the 75th Precinct.
Yeah.
Michael Dow was the cop in question, and his officer Kenny, and it was great, man. It was great.
Yeah, that shit was good.
Which then made me watch Serpico, which is a movie with Pacino.
I haven't seen Serpico in forever.
I saw that, which is great. But I'm into that time of movie, like that time, because it brought me back. Like
New York photographs, early New York. That shit looks beautiful.
Yeah, so that's why I love the 7-5, because it brought me back to that.
Yeah, it's rough.
Then I'm watching Real Sports with Brian Gumbel.
All right.
On that.
Now you about to get
Yeah.
he's just starting to think of everything the last shit he had on. I'm watching TMZ.
Sports Center and shit.
F is for Family.
Shout out. That shit is funny.
The Bill Burr Show. I like watching that shit.
You watching all that shit?
Yeah, I'll hop around. I'll hop around.
I'm going to tell you, I've been watching Fargo. Woo!
That's on
Fargo
Netflix?
Fargo is the shit.
What's that
now
about?
It's on Hulu. Fargo is based, first of all, there's a movie that came out in 96 called Fargo. And it's a departure from that, but it's basically about a small, a small precinct that in Minnesota, and there's been these murders. There's been a bunch of shit going on, and then they got these two to three detectives going in on it. There's one woman detective who's like, she's junior, but she's real astute. She's paying attention to it. Like, she's about that life, because she was groomed by the sergeant who was, some shit happened to the sergeant. And then, based on something happened to them, I'm trying not to fucking spoil it too much.
You're already knee deep in the spoil.
Come on. No. I'm being quite vague. This is still season one. I'm only in season one. I think it goes up to about, I think it's like a season three right now. But season one. So something happens to the sheriff, right? Sheriff is the highest, or is the sergeant? I don't know.
I think it's in small town.
That motherfucker, small town, the boss man.
The boss man, Boss Hogg. Something happened to Boss Hogg to where there had to be a new Boss Hogg. Now, the new Boss Hogg, played by Bob Odenkirk, is a fucking idiot. But he's like a stubborn idiot.
Bob is a great job.
He's a beast, man. He's killing it. Yo, I'm going to tell you, this has always been a testament to how good an actor someone is. If you don't like them in a role, like, you don't like them for real. Like, I remember for a long time I didn't fuck with Shelley Long just because she was that good in Cheers as Diane. Like, I couldn't fucking stand that. I was like, and I seen her in other shit. I was like, I don't fuck with her. And it was just a testament to how good she was as an actress. But that's how I'm starting to feel about Bob Odenkirk. And then the woman detective, she was being groomed by the former Boss Hogg, but unfortunately she has to defer to fucking Bob, so she has crazy leads. Her shit is on fire, and then Bob is like, nah, you need to be on this. This is your case, da-da-da-da-da. So it's a combination of all of that, plus it's got the whole Minnesota with the accents and shit. And it's Billy, in the first season, Billy Bob Thornton plays like the villain. He's destroying this shit. First of all, Billy Bob Thornton is just such a weird looking motherfucker.
And that was a motherfucker I didn't like after he bust down Halle Berry.
Nobody did. I can't watch this nigga. Make me feel good.
Sidebar.
Motherfucker.
Speculate. Sidebar. It was the Oscar, but did that derail Halle Berry's career a little bit? Let's be honest.
What? The Billy Bob?
Monster Ball?
Because it's a lot, and I was listening to a podcast. I forgot who it was. My man, the cat that looked like a big baby that was at Eight Mile. He was at Ballers. He just looked like a big adult toddler. You know what I'm talking about. He's mad big. You've seen him.
What's his name?
Yeah, I don't know his name.
And Ballers, he's married.
He plays the...
He sells cars.
He plays the washed football player coming back. He was like... He was like, man... You know, it's just so much history. You know what I mean? It's such a loaded moment to see that's what she got the Oscar for.
Right.
And in that moment, because for a long time, Halle was the dondada.
Right.
That was the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, it ain't really been. Huh. I mean, it's been a combination of other things, but I feel like. One, did you think that was an Oscar worthy performance? But then two, did that derail the allure of Halle Berry?
Well, It damn sure tarnished it.
Okay.
Now, after that, after Monsters Ball, she just did a bunch of random ass movies that I just wasn't interested in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that could happen. You know, she probably.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, yeah, Billy Bob motherfucking fucked it up.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't want to, you know what I'm saying? You see the Halle Berry titty and it's in Billy Bob's hand.
It felt like, there's porn and then there's like torture porn. You know what I'm saying? Oh, or like there's this shit called ghetto gaggers. And it's like, oh, it's horrible. It's horrible shit. But like it's like a different like genre of porn where it's like super brutal. You know what I mean? And then like it seems as though when women do that type of shit, it kind of puts them off. It tarnishes the brand a bit.
Right.
It was just so fucking like. Hallie was like so, what's the word? Like
revered.
So revered, but not even just revered. It was like, it was just all of this deference. Oh, like
the goddess.
The goddess. And then, dude, slutted her out. Like, you know what I mean? For sake of a better, we just using it, but he went, it was savage.
Yeah.
It was, and it was like, besides, what was the movie where she showed a titty? It was like the first
Swordfish.
Time. Swordfish. Exactly. It was sad. It was like the first time you had really seen her. Like naked, like that, and it was like, oh shit!
In the hands of Billy Bob.
Billy Bob. Shit. Now let me ask you this: had it not been Billy Bob, had it been more sensual?
I mean, it was the role. I mean, I think the movie was just a fucked up movie.
The movie was weird as shit. I don't even remember. I just remember Diddy was in the
Puff
movie.
Puff was in it and couldn't act like a motherfucker.
Oh, my God. That was the first time Diddy was
good. Billy Bob running through Puff, you know what I'm saying, wife. And, man. You know, it was just all wrong. You didn't want to see Puff looking not like Puff.
And then it was, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of wrong with that movie. Nah. But I guess that's, you know, I guess that what the Oscars do. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean? Speak on it.
The Oscars, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to the, you know, when you know, the people of color get the Oscar, it's always, you know what I'm saying?
Training Day.
Some type of, you know what I'm saying?
Trope.
Yeah. Or just, it's just always not good, but it's good to the Academy, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's weird because I'm not, you know, in the Academy or I'm not white, so I can't really see from that perspective. Mm-hmm. And I, you know what I'm saying, you know, sometimes, you know, you look at another culture and it's more moving when you cannot even believe that this actually exists like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you was on the outside looking at a situation like Precious, I mean, even as a black person, I'm like, damn, people fucking live like that? This shit crazy.
It's wild.
You know what I'm saying?
Eye-opening.
And it moves you in a certain way that a regular, you know what I'm saying, some shit that you already know Sapphire. Doesn't move you.
Yeah.
Like, savagery moves you in a certain way.
Yeah, it's visceral.
You know what I'm saying? So
palpable.
A lot of times when the urban situation, when the blacks come into the situation, it's always some type of savagery.
Some suffering.
That severe.
Severe moving shit. To them, which is like, what the fuck? Y'all like that shit? To us.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I guess Tom Hanks got it from
Gump. It's not surprising.
Being lost on the beach.
Being lost on a beach.
No, but Tom Hanks did have AIDS.
In Forrest Gump?
No, he didn't have AIDS in Forrest Gump. Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia.
He won in there.
So, you know. So when it comes to the Oscars,
we're comparing white suffering.
Now, when it comes to Oscars and, you know what I'm saying, us, it just, you know, it gets weird.
That's an interesting point. I mean, I ain't mad at that point.
Let's go back. What have white people gotten Oscars for?
Oh, white people.
Anything.
No, but I'm talking about the roles.
Any fucking thing.
Let's do a shorter list. What have black people gotten Oscars for?
Training Day.
He was a wild-ass motherfucker.
Right.
He had the whole hood on lock.
Right. Halle Berry.
You motherfuckers don't do this to me.
Cuba Gooding got it for what?
For
Jerry Maguire. He was a...
Show me the money.
Athlete.
Precious. Was somebody in the Butler? Anybody Butler situations?
Good question. I don't think so.
Anybody? Lupita
got it right.
That ass.
Oh man,
shit. You know graphic.
Like, that's savagery.
Yeah. Niggas got to do a lot.
I think in order to get the Oscar, do you have to suffer? Is that kind of the thing?
No. It's, for us, you have to be compelling. And, you know what I'm saying, what's more compelling to, you know what I'm saying, the Oscars than some savagery?
Savagery.
Like, nobody wants to see. They don't want to fucking see. You know what I'm saying?
Just being the man.
A regular old, you just got up and got some Starbucks and went to fucking work.
You can't get the Oscar
you
for Boomerang.
You can't get the Oscar
award
for Boomerang.
I would love to see Eddie get the Oscar for Boomerang.
No, sir.
He was doing the shit.
That's not even real.
That shit made me want to go to college.
That is hilarious.
That's not real? What is that?
Man.
Oh, wait. Jamie got it for Ray.
Jamie got it for Ray.
Chris
was like, there you go.
There you go. Jamie did it for Ray. That was a great role. He killed that shit.
We'll give you that one.
Jennifer Hudson got it.
For
being in
Dreamgirls.
No.
That was suffrage.
Does Whoopi have an Oscar?
Whoopi got it. Everything.
That's right. She does. What'd she get it for?
For Color Purple.
That's a lot of suffering.
A lot of suffering in there.
Was it Color Purple?
A lot
or
of
Ghost?
Savagery.
I don't know. A lot of savagery either.
In Color Purple.
Let us know if it was Color Purple or Ghost. It could have been either one of them.
Ghost was a good movie.
It was for Ghost. Shout out for Ghost.
Ghost was a good movie, but she was still on the edge in that. She was the voodoo lady. You know what I'm saying?
Ghost did for pottery what Love Jones did for spoken word.
And tea.
Exactly. Take your lady to go make a fucking vase. Nobody, who got a vase at the crib for random ass vase?
Oh, lopsided ass. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah, that me and Sheila did that shit.
That shit sucks.
Speaking of Oscar award winning performances, Barack Obama, boy, that man shed a tear.
I was moved by it.
Yeah, you bought into it.
I was moved by it.
You don't think it was a real tear?
Hell nah. Ain't nothing with the president real, man. That shit is fucking, come on, man. All these many years, they've been saying that the president should not show emotion and shit like that. And then all of a sudden, this man was going... He did the hard blink shed a tear.
The glory.
Denzel tear. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it.
Cue the tear.
I appreciate the theater.
Which, by the way, Denzel won an Oscar for that performance.
But that was suffrage.
That's a savage.
That was slave movie, Pop.
Some savagery.
It's glory a slave movie right about that.
Civil War.
My bad. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was suffrage. Like, he's going to actually take that whooping without crying?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. You know, shit. But Obama, he put it down, man. I applaud him for it, man. He went there. He took it all the way. Okay, y'all going to give me these gun control laws, guys.
You think he going to pass it, though?
He going to get as much support as he going to ever get.
All right, we'll see.
He definitely hit the emotional cord.
I don't think America gets emotional. I think America love violence more than they love life.
Not the opponents of gun control.
The thing
they
that
don't
he
give
did.
A
when
fuck
the,
about
when
your
the kids,
crime.
When the young white children got killed at Sandy Hook, that shit didn't do nothing for gun control. Motherfuckers was sad for about 20 minutes.
It was Newtown.
Newtown is the same thing. Newtown is Sandy Hook.
That's Sandy Hook.
I'm sorry, not the Newtown. There was the movie theater, there was the church.
But it don't get no, unless you're going to go to a fucking baby ward or something like that.
Tried that with the California.
Yeah.
I think what was good about this speech is that Obama.
Mentally challenged people.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a new argument, but he basically said.
Who got to get it?
He said we have to balance the rights, which I thought was an interesting mm-hmm. point. That the freedom to worship freely and safely mm-hmm. should be balanced against the right to have gun control. Because they got murdered in the church, those people. The freedom to be in school and feel safe and be educated without someone coming in and shooting at you.
Yes.
So he's like, I know you want the right to carry arms.
Yeah.
But these other rights
people
should
get
supersede,
so,
you know.
I think
go ahead.
I just think the fear, like, right, I think it'd take a whole lot for America to put the guns down. The thing about putting the gun down is you want to be 100% sure nobody else got the gun.
And that ain't going to never happen.
Nah.
Because you don't want to be the last motherfucker without the gun.
Trust me, Obama crying about guns made gun sales go up. Trust me. Anytime some gun shit pop off, people go buy some more guns.
But I don't think he's trying to do it where, you know, down the guns. It's just increase the amount of checks you had to get to get guns. And see, the whole problem with gun control is,
they could control it if they wanted to.
The entire problem with gun control is that criminals don't give a fuck
about no checkpoints.
They not going registering the gun.
That's a good point.
You're going to get the gun from the underground. You know what I'm saying? Stop the guns from coming in.
But
stop
just,
making the guns. That ain't going to happen.
I think it's, but then, okay, but then there's the new strain. It's not even just the criminals, but they become criminals, but the mentally ill or these crazy, these bugged out people that are, they're criminals too, but like, they don't have a criminal record, so was it is you probably have a jacket on them mentally,
right?
So maybe that should be looked at.
Right. So that's one of the points. Look at the mentally things. But at the end of the day, man, are you worrying about somebody shooting up your movie theater or somebody breaking in your house? Or robbing you on the street after the club, after you done made it rain
strip club. It depends on your lifestyle.
You know what I'm saying?
It depends on your lifestyle.
Exactly.
If you somebody that ain't really gotta think about that type of shit. Somebody getting shot at a movie theater is scary as hell to somebody that's, you know what I mean?
That's definitely scary as hell. But if you in your motherfucking crib and you hear bump in the night.
Yeah.
Shit.
And that's the other thing too about guns. It's more often than not, it's some scared people holding them. You know what I mean?
No
like
doubt.
Even if you went and shot and was doing the target or whatever, if you don't really do that shit on the regular, when it's gun time, you typically scared as shit.
You're shooting up everything.
You shooting not trying not to get shot. You know what I mean?
Well, like, it makes me
shooting shit up.
There's a show on I think it's Showtime, Morgan Spurlock, and they got this new bullet, and it basically when you shoot it spreads out.
Mm-hmm. Shoot and everybody.
And it's selling it to consumers because when people take their shot, I think it's like 90% of people miss.
Yeah.
So if you're a homeowner, you get broken into, the statistics are you're going to miss your shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now they got these bullets that spread out and you hit your target. And it's selling it to anybody.
Yeah, now you're hitting every target.
But it's kind of like a shotgun, though. You know what I'm saying? Your buckshot.
Yeah.
Your buckshot. So that's why shotguns are more for home protection. That's why they say that.
So you can not actually just buy. You could be a guy, dude, buying these bullets and then hit up a school and just hit everybody.
Yeah, but them shit's not cheap though. You ain't finna arm yourself with all them shits.
Well, that dude at the fucking at the theater had
that dude.
Yeah, that dude had.
Come on, but that's like I said, man. That happens. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know the stats. I don't know no numbers of shit. But it's just regular ass gun violence happens more often than a mass shooting that's in some public place.
Absolutely. And in Chicago. Chicago, the murders are ridiculous. Like
in Chicago, in Atlanta, Brooklyn.
And those murders are not, you know, these are street weapons. It's not like people going
it's still casualties.
Yeah,
it's still people dying, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot to it, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot to gun control.
Oh, man.
It's a complicated matter.
It's just scary to me when you got kids at school getting shot. That's what's scary to me, man. Like, you know.
That happened once.
It happened. Virginia colleges.
At college.
Yeah. Like, it's just scary. You know, as a parent, I mean, I'm not a parent, but just like the thought of your kid going what you think is a safe place and they getting, you know.
I think that's it. It's not even just as a parent. It's just the thought of being safe. Just like back to the Uber. Mm-hmm. You figured something, like when you played tag, there was base.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you was running this shit, your ass was tired as motherfucker, you know base. You get your ass to base, you good.
Ain't no base.
Ain't no base. Ain't no base, man. Or whatever fucking Plies would say.
There ain't no base.
Ain't no base. Shit.
Scary, man.
Ain't that a bitch? Speaking of depressing shit, everybody talk about Watch Making of a Murderer. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I saw that and I was about to binge that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I do not want to watch no Making of No Murderer on my holiday.
That's hilarious.
Dude, I feel the same.
I'm booed up. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody watching that.
That is hilarious.
There's something about knowing some shit is depressing going in. Like when the pitch to me, every time, my lady watched the whole shit.
Mm.
But everybody I've talked to that have seen it, when they pitch it to you, they be like, yo, first of all, okay, so the dude was wrongfully accused of murder.
Mm.
Do 18 years. Then they finally pardon, they let him out. And then it begins. You're like, wait a minute, this motherfucker did 18 years already? That's fucking, I don't like this. Like, I'm about seeing people beat the system. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see the system beat the people. We see that shit on CNN. We see that everywhere.
Day.
I don't need to see no more depressing ass shit. Sometimes I'll invest, like, it ain't even got to be just that. Like, for instance, Hotel Rwanda. Have y'all ever seen Hotel Rwanda?
Yeah, I saw Hotel Rwanda, yeah.
Did you see it too? Did you see it?
Uh-uh.
I bought the DVD. when it came out, because I heard it was great. I heard Don Cheadle was amazing in it. But I also heard that shit is depressing and a motherfucker.
Very sad.
That shit is still wrapped up in my basement. Like, that shit is just like this Beast of No Wild.
Or, Beast of No Wild.
So that's another one I hear is supposedly pretty good, but I heard that shit could bring you down.
Yeah.
That shit is sitting in the Netflix queue.
Like I say, I see it. I see it on the Netflix. I'd be about to press play, be like, I don't need that energy right now. I'm going to find something else.
You know what I mean? Like, motherfucker got locked up for 18 years. It was innocent. It hurts me to watch Mandisi's do 8 years on Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
I don't like other people's stress. But that's another thing. I got enough stress.
And like I said, I was about to watch it. I pressed play, actually. But I was like, hold on, let me read a little backstory. So I saw his name, and I Googled the shit. Looked the shit up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Saw what it was all about. Then I watched a little bit of First Thing, and everybody was saying, you know, he wasn't a good motherfucker, but he didn't do this. You know, I'm like, man, I don't want to see this shit, man.
He ain't even redeemed
it. You know what I'm saying? Shit!
He belong in jail, but not for this.
Not that, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want that energy. I watched that later.
I don't like it. I'm funny about the energy and the stress. Sometimes you watch TV, you take on the stress of the people, and like these reality TV shows. I can't fuck with you, man. I got enough shit going on.
And see, like, we watched the Game of Thrones with Savage, you know what I'm saying, crazy. But
you know it's fake.
At least you know that shit is fantasy.
Yeah. It's an escape.
Motherfucker got dragons.
Yeah, it's an escape, yeah.
Exactly. You want to see cartoons and shit like that. You just know for sure.
You saw the episode with the wall, when they attacked the wall.
That was a great episode. Motherfucker came with the giants.
That was a movie, dog.
The giant was like, fuck this, I'm going
that
in.
That is my favorite episode of the series.
I'm going in.
What season is that?
Season 4.
That's 4.
You got to get that 4?
That's 4.
It's even better than The Red Wedding, which I hear is...
What's Red Wedding?
You haven't seen that one yet. That one's
season 3?
Oh, season 3.
I don't give a fuck about no spoilers, so...
I mean, see...
The Red Wedding is brutal.
Who got married?
Brutal.
Fucking, I think it was Donald Trump and Melania.
Stark and...
I don't know. Somebody.
That's the one's name. Anyway, it was brutal. You got to watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
Some savagery in The Red Wedding.
Speaking of a movie, and speaking of just some good shit, I just finally saw Star Wars. Oh shit! Here comes those Star Wars spoilers.
Oh yeah,
I know y'all saw Star Wars. Talk about
shit. I saw it. I feel you because this is my first Star Wars ever.
Okay, well there you go. I've seen them before. I just don't. I'm not as passionate about.
Talk about it.
Star Wars. I liked it. I liked this shit. Actually, it was pretty good.
John Boyega did a great job.
John Boyega did a great. This is what pissed me off. He killed the whole shit. Shorty hit him with the platonic forehead kiss after this nigga did all he did. He broken down on the stretcher. She hit him with the platonic forehead kiss. That ain't even, you know, that shit is, nah, man.
At which point in the movie was that?
That was at damn near the end.
Okay.
Where she about to dip off and go see Luke Skywalker or meet up with. I don't want to fuck shit up.
But
she about to go see somebody very important.
Right.
Now this man... Then
saved again. Your life.
Well, it tried a couple times.
Well, you say he showed up. He showed up at the planet, like he showed up at the spot.
But he did show a little. You know what I'm saying?
He was ambiguous. He ain't really
not ambiguous, but you know what I'm saying? He had the little cowardly lion moment. You know what I'm saying?
He was gonna leave.
She had a little moment too.
Yeah, but you know that could throw
her shit wasn't as cowardly as his.
That could throw a little monkey wrench in your little, you know what I'm saying,
your
energy
swag
situation.
But what a motherfucker needed the most, this man is down and out.
Well, it's reminding me of like when Mario used to save the princess.
That's what I'm saying.
And she ain't, you know, she ain't really
what they said in the movie, damn princesses.
Something along those lines.
Yeah,
you know, it get crazy out here. You know what
she the beast.
She did a great job.
Who
too.
Is that?
I don't know her name, but they're both British actors, aren't they? John.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yo, and I finally saw the little clip of John on the red carpet with his squad.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That shit is lit. I like it. They go hard.
Yeah, he went up.
They go hard. But y'all, I liked it, man. I tell you what I like about Star Wars. What I like about it better than a lot of these newfangled fantasy movies with all the CGI. First of all. It's enough to where you could suspend your belief, but it don't like challenge you aggressively. Like, you know, you watch some of these movies, you're like, this is some bullshit.
Transformers.
Transformers, Fast and the Furious. You're like, come on, dog, this shit cannot happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's enough fantasy and the shit design wise, like and just
cinematography. Yeah, looks good.
But just design wise, the faces of all of the people are so compelling. Like right. so many, and then they've become iconic. Like a stormtrooper is iconic. Like right. when they came, I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. I seen them all. Maybe not the new joints, but I seen all of the classic ones. I couldn't tell you much outside of when that shit came back on, them stormtroopers hit the screen, I was instantly right back there because they mm-hmm. looked that, they iconic. They right. like Shepard Fair. Like, it's like, boom, that's yeah. what a villain look. And they still look dope from right. 35.
Yeah. Yeah, they were so modern back then that, yeah. you know what I'm saying, it just the design just withstood time, you know what I mean?
What pissed me off about the movie was the character Kylo Ren.
Who was that?
Basically Han Solo's son.
Uh-huh.
He was annoying to me for no reason.
Adam from Girls. He was the only guy
that was annoying to me.
What did he do in the movie?
He was Han Solo's son.
I mean, what that mean? What did he do?
He was the guy with the mask. He was the new Darth Vader.
Oh, like, the new Darth Vader. That's all you had to say.
Is he supposed to be the new Darth Vader?
Not, he's supposed to be the Darth Vader
on the rise.
But they did say in the movie, like, you know what I'm saying?
You're not.
Yeah, you know.
Because first of all, your outfit is trash.
Your voice is trash.
Come on, Pop. You look
terrible.
But his motherfucking lifesaver was aggressive.
It was nice with that saber.
When that shit come on with that.
Yo, I'd say
that shit seemed like it cut your shit up.
It was hard to respect him, though. The whole film was really
why? Because he was sulking?
He was sulking the whole movie, but then also, this guy is supposed to be like an assassin for the Empire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He killed his.
He killed his. Dude kills it, you know, spoiler alert. Let's not do it. But he's supposed to be like, the Empire is an.
On his back.
This is the First Order. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These guys are coming after their squad has been done, and they're the new edition of the dark. You know the dark.
So they're the new guys. They got some learning to do.
Yeah, this dude is apparently trained by the god MC.
Right.
And he's getting competition from John Boyega.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's never held? He's this dude's a janitor. In the Empire.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then the girl who just learned about the Force.
She closed her eyes.
She
was out there in the streets, though.
But this dude is supposed to be trained. You know what I'm saying?
But he wasn't trained for that.
But it goes well, though. It goes well with this generation.
That's the one thing that it bothered me.
He was like, he's like an emo rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And that fits in
absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely.
He totally fits.
Absolutely.
He's a total millennial. You know
what
I'm saying?
This dude was sobbing. You're
don't really want all the responsibility.
Nah, he don't want all that shit. But he, you know, he got to
be the man, but not the responsibility.
He got the aggressive ass weapon, though.
Yeah.
The weapon, that one.
he was very disappointed to me. You're an assassin for the Empire. Come on, Pop.
No,
Pop. Yeah, that
come
me.
On. Like, right now, Drake is the number one rapper, MC. Ooh, like, you know what I'm saying? And he's not what your prototypical, you know what I'm saying, what the number one rapper would be.
But to Drake's credit, though, like, for example, like, he will step up when it's time to.
This guy will step. That guy stepped all the way
up. When did he step up?
Did you not see what he did?
He got stepped on.
No, but nah, did you man. Not see Wait, what that man did? He made an ultimate situation. Like, he. Dog.
Nah, that was an ultimate situation. That was terrible.
Nah, you just jealous.
Even the way he did it. Even the way he did it. You know, he was like, oh, come to me. You know, thank you for giving me this.
I think you're being too hard on him. All right. So I like this.
But I didn't want to change.
And I was upset at Luke. I was very upset at Luke.
Luke looked washed.
He was washed.
Luke looked like he don't even want to be down with
Al Bundy.
The motherfucker been sitting on a rock for the last.
I was very upset with him.
Yo, he looked like he talked to himself out loud.
Who else he gonna talk to?
I was very upset with him.
Who the fuck else he gonna talk to?
I didn't know it was Luke at first. I thought it was Obi-Wan.
He ran away. He disappeared.
Obi. Then I said, oh, wait, that's Luke.
What y'all thought he was out there doing?
I was upset with him.
Nah, Luke was like.
Mental exercise.
Luke is like when you fucking admire. A rapper forever. This is the rapper you grew up on, and then they finally life get to that ass, and then you see a photo, you like
yeah.
You still got respect there, but it just looked.
Yeah.
He looked like a Skywalker.
That's what he's supposed to look like.
He looked like a couch walker.
How long had he been a
couch surfer?
This motherfucker went light years away from everybody, man.
I like it. He's why he pissed me off, man.
But he's not in a bad predicament. He's still light years away at the top of some fly shit, but it's still nice.
But he, ain't
so
nobody
you can
like
relax.
That.
I feel
that's
like
what he was doing, relaxing.
Yeah, but he looked relaxed. He didn't look like he had no type of massage.
Because he ran a fucking way. He was motherfucking Simba. from The Lion King. He was out there Kuma Matata and
he
shit.
He was. He looked like he was going to turn around. When I saw him, I was a little disappointed for the following reasons. One is, they've been going through this epic battle. I mean, to the point of near death.
Uh-huh.
First Order is about to take over. Leah's out there doing her thing.
Uh-huh.
And this dude is in Maui.
Yeah, he ran away.
On the beach with a hidden map.
So what the fuck you want from him?
Dude, do you realize that we were all about to die? Like, mm-hmm. the stakes were so high, and you're here.
He don't look like he give a fuck.
And he just in there on an island.
He need Mustafa. We come in and tell him.
I would have slapped him right across the face.
Join the circle of life again.
Oh, my God.
Hey, this motherfucker ran from life, man. He's just out there chilling.
I'll be on. Okay, well, first of all, Chris, at what point did we start talking about Star Wars? Because I do feel like maybe in there we're going to let the people know.
I'll find it.
We're going heavy spoils.
Do you think that's his daughter?
Who?
The girl?
Luke's?
I don't know enough about this story.
I didn't know
when
how
the motherfucker turned around. I ain't, only reason I knew was Luke Skywalker because they've been looking for the motherfucker the whole movie.
First of all, I didn't even know Han Solo and Princess Leia ever jumped off. This is how often. I didn't know that shit. And then how? So did Princess Leia also jump off with Darth Vader? Because
That's his daughter.
Oh. That's his daughter, Luke Skywalker and
Luke
and Princess Leia.
Oh, Luke and their brothers, right? Luke and Laura. I am your father, and that's okay.
Leia, Princess Leia.
Oh, Luke and Laura's from a daytime soap opera, so that's from General Hospital, some shit, when I was a young kid.
Damn.
My grandmother and my mom's and all of them used to watch it.
I need the Darth Vader weapon.
Luke and Leia's the same shit, dog.
Shit.
Anyway, Jack and Jill, those ain't brothers.
Yeah,
they brother and sister.
So,
by Darth Vader. Darth Vader and nobody knows who the mother.
Natalie Portman.
Who was that?
Oh, Anakin.
What's her Skywalker name? What? What's her name? Annika.
Anakin.
Yeah, see, I ain't gonna know all them names.
So Han Solo and Leia
got busy
and created this fucking kid.
This emo
spoiled brat.
Yeah.
All right, I got one last question about the Star Wars shit because it was on the line. It kept going back and forth. Where was your tolerance level at with Chewbacca? Was he annoying?
I love Chewbacca.
Or was that the wild?
I love Chewbacca. Chewbacca's great.
You thought he was
Chewbacca had some moments. He
had some side eyes. But then sometimes the motherfucker would just do some shit. You like, come on, Chewbacca. You big and goofy with this shit. Come on.
I was a little disappointed, and this is a spoiler alert, in the way that they dealt with Han's, moving on. Han Solo's
felt like it should have been a little bit more effort.
Well, he had done fell off.
There
should have been a little memorial, a little funeral, maybe, a little something.
They go through something, man. But you can't add the funeral in the middle of the battle.
No, it's but afterwards, popping. He's a major character, dog. Like,
they gonna
do
something?
Film they open up with some kind of, poor little wine, poor little looking for the brother.
Well, nobody said what happened to Billy Dee. What happened to Cal Rizzi? Did he die?
Oh, I think...
nobody shouted out Cal Rizzi, and shout out to the other black guy in the Star Wars.
No doubt.
The other black guy who's credited as the other black guy in Star Wars.
I think a spinoff with Han Solo and
not in the movies. That's on Netflix.
No, movies. I think it's coming theatrical release.
I thought it was interesting that I guess spoiler or whatever. I guess I thought it was interesting that Han Solo was just out there as a shiesty ass motherfucker in space.
Yeah, that made me wonder, was he always shiesty?
Oh, he's always shiesty.
Now I want to see some of the old. He was out there double dealing. He was out there doing too much.
He was always shiesty.
Who was Lupita?
Was
she in the movie?
Yeah, she was in the movie. Who was Lupita, Chris?
Was she the woman
I was looking
for?
I wonder if she's the woman with the
glasses.
She had on the mask.
I hope she was the one with the glass because I felt like that one with the glass had a little soul to
her. Oh, she was great. She was great.
The one that ran the bar.
The one that ran the been out there for thousands of years.
Yeah, I liked her. She was cool.
Yeah, yeah, she was cool.
She was great.
Like, she turned up them glasses like, oh, yeah. Let me look at this one.
She reminded me of the little, if y'all ever seen The Incredibles, she reminded me of the little lady who made the suits.
Yes, just like her, just like her.
No, I don't remember, but I...
She made the suits, and after they had canceled all the supers, she was just living off in some mansion doing fashion and shit.
Nah, I don't
Darling, come here, darling.
I got to see that. The
Incredibles was a good movie.
That was a great movie.
Maz Kanata? I don't know. Don't know what it means.
I don't know what them names is, man.
I think that might have been the lady.
Maz Kanata.
I don't know. Let us know who Lupita was, y'all.
Darling.
Yeah,
go to IMDb.
Yeah, but we just did that, but we don't know who Maz was. So somebody got to get a little bit more specific.
You got to Google Maz. All right. Then get that picture.
We ain't going to do all that. Know. Y'all, head us up and let us know what's cracking. Any final thoughts?
Glad to be back. Glad to be back in the conversation.
Goals? I mean, I know cats is it y'all coming into the new year with any resolutions, any aims, any you know, any agendas?
Less overthinking.
Okay.
Want to overthink things less. Not take too long to make decisions. I'm trying to work on that.
All right. That's it?
Yeah.
No doubt. I mean, I came in with a theme. I ain't necessarily got, you know.
What's the theme?
The thing. I had these themes to life, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is the thing I want to, you know what I'm saying? I want to get right. That's my theme. Get right. Get right with myself. Get right with, you know what I'm saying? Just make sure that all my relationships is right. I'm doing the things that I know I'm supposed to be doing. Because, you know, sometimes, like this year, the year before, actually, you know, you spend more time doing shit for the money, you know what I'm saying? Doing shit because you can and not necessarily adhering specifically to the vision, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I want to get more aligned to my vision and the reason why the fuck I started doing what I'm doing anyway, you know what I'm saying? And not just doing shit just because I can, you know what I'm saying? So it's that 2016 get right season.
Ooh, get right or get left. You know what I'm saying? Use the force.
Awaken.
Man, awaken that force. I'm just trying to exercise more discipline and have more fun in life. That's my shit. Have more fun in every arena. This here, when we bug out here, when I'm on stage, have more fun. But just have more fun in the moment. You know what I mean? So
well, you kicked it off, right?
There it is. I feel good. This was a great kickoff.
No doubt.
Great kickoff.
You know?
Great kickoff.
Great kickoff.
Speaking of kicking off.
About to transform and roll out.
There you go.
Transform and roll out.
I stole it from you.
You did, but it's all good. It's all good. Where you at, Vlad?
I'm actually gonna be in LA for a couple days.
Okay.
So I'll be out of town.
What's that?
I've been in LA for a couple days. I may swing through Sketchfest in San Francisco.
If you're lucky.
But yeah, so I'm out of town. But you can find my website, laughingvlad.com. Dates is up there. Mm-hmm. I'll let you boy.
Muhammad.
I'm gonna be freezing my balls off in New York City.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Getting this. Actually, I'm about to be knee deep in some taxes for the next 6-7 days. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about the numbers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For the next week. You know,
you gotta file an amended return
get
or
numbers right? No. I got, you know, I'm actually early in the game with my shit. Mm. So we about to get that popped off. But you know what I'm saying? I gotta go back and really look at these numbers so we can get it right.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm being in the city, man. I'll be doing a bunch of spots.
We be in the city.
Yeah, man. Check the website, DamianLemon.com. Putting up the updated dates. They should be up there right now. And then, as always,
tell a friend.
And your enemy, too.
Get in the conversation.
We out!